It's amazing to see what a difference having the Bible in their own language makes to these people. These people have access to the scriptures through a trade language. But it seems like the people who use the scriptures in their trade language, it's sort of like they're playing church a lot of times. Whereas when they have the Bible in their own language, it makes a huge difference in their spiritual lives. I just want to share one little facet of what's going on recently here, where it's just, I've just been seeing more and more situations where, you know, the people, we have these workshops, and often every workshop I ask guys to share stories about what's happening out in their villages. So let me just tell you two little stories here. One story was shared by Ngathing Um. He lives in the Kala language group, which is on the coast. And he told about how these two boys went up fishing in the ocean, a certain area of the ocean. And when they got back from fishing, they went out in their outrigger canoes. They got back from fishing. They both got sick. They went to the aid post to try to get help there, but they didn't get any help. And their families became convinced that this sickness was being caused by evil spirits who dwell out in that area of the ocean. And so they had a family meeting. They picked a couple of young men from their family to go out into the ocean in that area. And they went with their boat, and the person in the front of the canoe, he was talking to the evil spirit and saying things like, "Please, please, let the boys get well now. Please help them, help the boys." And in the back of the canoe, this other fellow was throwing in cans of meat, throwing money into the ocean. Because they're living in fear. Even though these people would say they're Christians, they're living in fear of the evil spirits. Another story that was told at our last workshop, Itama from the Koppen group, he shared how his daughter started not sleeping well at night. She was having bad dreams, she was feeling afraid, and Itama became convinced there was a certain plant, they call it a tangent plant, that had been planted right outside his house, and he believed that there was a spirit associated with that plant. When somebody had planted it there, the spirit had come too. And so he said he went out with his Bible. All they have is a portions of Genesis and Exodus, but he took that portions of Genesis and Exodus, went out, and he held his Bible out, and he prayed, rebuking the spirit. And he prayed, he said, "I prayed in my own language," which frequently people just pray in pidgin, but which is a trade language. But he prayed in his own language, and he said afterwards, his daughter started sleeping well again. She didn't have any more bad dreams. The people out there, there's a lot of fear. Almost every language group, you hear stories, people are afraid of evil spirits. And so this situation comes up over and over where, are they going to trust in God, or are they going to do things to appease the spirits? Sometimes they kill pigs. They'll be afraid of some family, so they'll kill pigs, and then they'll eat the pigs, and they kill the pigs out of fear. Now, Elisa, our language worker, who helps me run these translation workshops, he says, as Christians, we should not kill pigs out of fear. So sometimes people will say to them, "Oh, you need to kill a pig because there's some spirits in this land that's going to cause your family to be sick." Elisa says, in that situation where we feel fear, we shouldn't kill pigs. But we can kill pigs to have celebrations, but we shouldn't do it out of fear. So we'd like to invite you to become partners with us. We've passed out a little brochure. If you look on the front, there's a map there. There's been some growth in the project. There's actually 7 language groups now, and there's about 35 Papua New Guinean translators working with us. I outlined some prayer requests for the whole group, and also prayer requests for each of the 7 groups. So if you'd like to sign up to become partners with us, you can either use the little card that is passed out there that's got a picture of us. You can tear off that, or there's a little sign-up list here that we'll give to your tables, and you can pass it around and sign up for it. And we would really appreciate you praying about this, because we don't really know, we can't teach these people out of being afraid of the spirits. It's something that's embedded inside of them. They need to see God at work. When they see that the people who trust in the Lord are protected and safe, they'll begin to let go of this fear that they are experiencing. Oh, and if you sign up, you'll get, we usually send out about 3 to 4 newsletters a year. I put one newsletter, the most recent one, in the back too, so you can look at that. That has, I try to include different situations that are coming up at this workshop that we hear about that might help you to be praying for them. And we would just feel so honored if you guys would make a special point of praying for these people and praying for Amy and I, and just pray for wisdom in how we can encourage these people to trust in the Lord and not be afraid of the evil spirits. They need to know that God's power is more than the evil spirits, and that they can trust in God and He'll protect them from those evil spirits. So, thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you for coming.
Good to be here, Galen.